Good evening. You are listening to a Rattlegem Broadcasting premier podcast alternative commentary. I'm your host, the mandated reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And tonight, we are providing alternative commentary because we can't possibly be as bad as these guys for Jake Paul versus Ben Askren, brought to you by, God help us all, the Triller Fight Club. Yuck. I am joined by the man who was with me the last time Triller Fight Club had a pay-per-view, and it was at two actual boxers. They were past their prime, but that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Superblog Team Up and the Super Satellite...
Superhero Satellite. Come on. Thank you. Get this right here.
I've been asleep most of the night. Superhero Satellite Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that dulcet tones you've just heard are Chris Bailey. How do you do?
I am doing good, and we're right into the heat of things. We're right out of the gate. Ben Askren making his way towards the ring right now in what I would call a controversial night, Mark Rattledge, of professional boxing here. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. So just real quick, so this is Ben Askren's first professional boxing match ever. He comes from a grappling and wrestling background. He was the Bellator champion at one point. He washed out of the UFC... He got KO'd with a flying knee on July 6, 2019, by Jorge Masvidal in a glorious, glorious loss. And then he got cut after main eventing with Damian Maya, where he was rear naked choked in the third round in Singapore. So
yeah, this guy got he's got 19 wins, 6 KOs, 6 by submission, 7 by decision. I mean, this guy's an accomplished fighter here. So I mean, yeah, you know, when it comes to Jake Paul, he's got his work cut out for him here.
Well, that's the thing. Ben Askren was known in Bellator for doing a lot of just laying on guys and smothering them. Grappling is his game. So he's not really a known striker. Jake Paul, on the other hand, this is his third professional boxing match, and everyone likes to goof on Jake Paul, but he's actually been training for a couple of years now. Like, he's taking it as seriously as one can, you know, at his age, doing what he's doing. I know everyone knows him as the YouTube star and the brother of Logan Paul, who was just at WrestleMania, but he has had two actual one and a half actual professional fights. He took on some such person and Easton Gibb on one of the Boo Boo Andrade cards right before the pandemic last year on January 30th, 2020 on DAZN in Miami, Florida. Robert Winfrey and I actually did alternative commentary for that. And then on the Tyson card, he damn near killed Nate Robinson. And I believe that's what brought us to this fight, Chris Bailey, is that after that fight and everyone was like, you killed poor Nate Robinson, who clearly was not ready for that jelly. And... and Ben Askren was like, you know, because Ben Askren's a huge Twitter troll, just the worst.
Absolutely. And we right now, we've got Jake Paul making his way towards the ring with a giant black and white robot, believe it or not.
Of course he is.
It's very hard to describe. But listen, you talk about who in the hell is Jake Paul? This guy's, you know, he's a YouTuber, social media influencer, pro boxer with 2-0, undefeated, Mark Rattledge. Of course, he's a rapper. The dude has got a net worth of $11.5 million. He's just going to add to that here tonight.
Ben Askren,
subscribers. Holy cow. Ben Askren. This guy's awesome.
Everyone saw that Tyson fight and saw where this was going with Triller and was like, give me a piece of that pie. And look, I'm a hardcore capitalist and corporatist. I get it. That's not my problem here. My problem is, could this have been any more of a garbage production tonight?
Holy cow. Definitely not.
The 87 guys they have on commentary. I wish I had zillions of dollars so I could buy Triller and fire Snoop Dogg. I would just hire him and fire him all day long. Pete Davidson is useless.
They have Pete Davidson. They had Mario Lopez. You name it. You know, the guy in the front row, he's been here. You talk about it. I mean, holy cow. We're looking at the tail of the tape right now. I think the smart money, if you're a betting man, would probably be on Ben Askren here tonight. But you never know what's going to happen here, you know.
I mean, like I said, Ben Askren, you know, a professional fighter, and you would think, okay, well, the professional fighter should beat the celebrity boxer. On the other hand, in Ben theory. Askren's had his shit pushed in. Like on Oz.
Yeah, you're darn. You are darn.
I mean, if you're listening to this, you know, and you've been watching this Triller Fight Club, and any one of the 97 musical performances that went an hour and a half apiece, go watch Jorge Masvidal versus Ben Askren. It'll take you 30 seconds. It'll be the best 30 seconds you spend watching him get his head kneed off.
Ben Askren looking a little bit out of shape here tonight. And look who is in the middle of that ring doing the formal ring introductions. It's WCW's own Michael Buffer.
Yeah, so wow. he's
hopefully
also
he gets
announced,
their names right.
He's also announced boxing for years and years.
I know that. I'm just joking. I'm hoping he doesn't call someone Brett Clark. It would be great. Please, Michael Buffer, get this right.
Oh my God! Yeah, Ben Askren not taking this seriously at all. Not taking Jake Paul seriously. Not taking any of this seriously. And why should he? He's getting paid.
He's not even in ring shape here.
No. He's looking like fucking me at this point. Like just you know, just dad bodding it all the way.
Is Pete Davidson actually smoking a blunt up there in that ring announcer table? I think he actually is. I believe that they are consuming the cannabis as we speak.
Snoop Dogg and Pete Davidson and this entire broadcast team, minus Al Bernstein, who I'm embarrassed for, is the reason why the Red Chinese will win someday. It's ridiculous. All right, they are finally facing off in the center of the ring, and we are finally... This Triller Fight Club broadcast has been going on since the end of WrestleMania last week. It's been going on forever. I have slept, had a birthday party, done my taxes, and there's been a new pandemic, and then we came out of the pandemic in the time it took to get this underway.
You're right out of money.
But we are underway, finally. Ben Askren. Funky Ben Askren. Versus Jake Paul. Jake Paul comes storming out of the gate, takes over the center of the ring, forcing Ben Askren on the outside.
You are a little bit ahead of mine, so let me get my stream up to date here. One moment. Let me update my stream.
All right. Jake Paul coming out jabbing. Ben Askren content to play defense. Jake Paul jabs to the body. I mean, so far it's a boxing match.
Jake Paul, how's he doing so far? Yeah, I'm just updating my stream here.
Ben Askren kind of went after him a little bit, and then they tied up. Just sort of threw a lazy paw out there. Not showing a lot of boxing acumen.
It looks like Askren chasing him around here. Now he's got him on the leaning up against the ropes. Is that where you are right now as well?
Still a little bit ahead. Just okay. It's okay. We'll keep going. All right, Jake Paul with a bit of a hook there. All right, straight left. Right to the body, and they tie up. And Ben Askren tags him along the sides like a walrus.
Jake Paul doesn't look bad in here. He doesn't look like he doesn't belong here. So that's one of the things I got to say about this one. Even though Askren is, sadly out of shape here in this match, I can't believe... You know, with the money he's getting for this particular fight, that he didn't come in better condition.
I mean, look, they were selling weed at the beginning of this show. Nobody gives a shit. And Jake Paul swings and knocks down Ben Askren. Jake Paul thought it was all over. He figured, you know, Ben Askren's not getting up again. But, he beats the count. Ben Askren ready to go. Ben Askren now looking a little bit serious. Like, hey, I might actually lose this thing and be totally embarrassed.
He popped his head off with that one, to be quite honest with
you. Oh, you shitting me? They just waved it off.
Unbelievable. Can you believe this, Mark Radlich? Like, holy cow, Ben Askren once again getting a staggering defeat on live pay-per-view. Holy cow. Why did he even call that off, Mark?
So did you watch the first fight earlier where the reggaeton guy fought the actual boxer, and the boxer at one point looked at the ref like, are you ever going to stop this? Because I'm going to kill this guy. And I
did, yeah.
So Jake that Paul one they let go, blood. And I think the corner stopped it at the end of the round. This one, the ref, Ben Askren beats the count, and he's ready to go. And I guess the ref didn't like what he saw, so they stopped it.
let's be fair, man. He took his head off with that shot. I mean, a nice, brutal right hook to the head and just dropped Ben Askren like a ton of bricks here. And, well, what do you got to say? I mean, obviously this one was called off a little bit too soon, but maybe that's the intention, Mark Radlich.
I've wasted my life.
It is 2:14 in the morning here in St. John's, Newfoundland, and I am loving Jake Paul. You bastard. Thank you
I would like to apologize to Chris Bailey for keeping him up all night, keeping him away from his wife and children to watch this dreck.
Well, listen, I did get to see Frank Mir come back to the ring and, you know, lose to Steve Cunningham, and then I got to see the worst non-low blow in the history of man when it came to the match between Regis and this Redken guy or whatever the heck his name was. Redken. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. I heard he flopped on a phantom punch, and then
he called it a low blow. There was not even close to being a low blow. It was literally the punch didn't even connect. It was a wrist to the side, and he fell down. He rolled. He held his nuts. He did it all, and they called it off. And they stretchered him out.
So here's the thing about Jake Paul. This is nice and all, and if he wants to keep doing, like, garbage celebrity boxing, you know, where Triller soaks people for as much money as they can by putting on 90% concert and 10% maybe boxing, that's fine. I don't begrudge him his milking people for money. He certainly got mine tonight. He may never get it again. But, like, I don't begrudge people making money off of stupidity.
Neither. I actually enjoy the spectacle of these particular pay-per-views, you know what I mean? If nothing else, it brings boxing back to the forefront, not in the way that a traditional boxing fan would like to see, of course, but the spectacle of it all gets people's asses in the seats, so that's all that matters.
My dad was asking me tonight, he's like, does boxing ever make mainstream news anymore? I'm like, I'm sure this will. But where I was going with this was, if he wants to be like a real boxer, if he wants to get in there with, you know, guys that are real professional boxers, and he wants to get past the sort of celebrity garbage that he does, he needs more rounds than this. And they talk about this guys on the come up, where they, you know, they whip off like 5-10 knockouts in the first, you know, 2-3 rounds of every fight they do, and then they get in there with, you know, a mid-range guy to really test them. And their coaches all say the same thing, and the commentaries talk about the same thing. Don't be so quick to knock the guy out. Put the work in. You need to learn how to work a long match, because you're not always going to be in there with a guy who falls over on one punch.
Well, this guy, Ben Askren, certainly fell over on one punch. Wow, did he hit the bricks, Mark. I mean, it was a combination there, but, I mean, he really, really took his head off with that hook, man. Unbelievable. Wow. If I'm Ben Askren, I never return to a professional ring, octagon, sandbox, you name it. I ain't showing up there anymore. I was gonna say,
like, if whoever is in Ben Askren's life, if you love him, delete his Twitter before he gets to another, you know, device. It's just delete it now. He doesn't get to be on Twitter anymore. Just go home, live your life. Find something else to do with the rest of your life. Don't do this anymore. Just don't be a public figure. Just don't.
And Jake Paul is going to get the dollar store world title that they're going to hand him. And, you know, lots of folks were looking forward to Jake Paul getting his head knocked off here tonight. And sadly, that did not happen. And, you know, he basically retired a fighter here tonight in Ben Askren. So there you go. What can you say?
That's the belt they gave him.
Oh, what my do you think God. Of
that? That thing looks like that? That thing looks like you could find it like in a cereal box.
Yes, sir. That looks like something I made as a kid.
I was going to say that looked like something my son would play with as a toy. God.
That is really bad, Mark. Holy cow. I wouldn't wear that to my grave.
Hey, God damn. Wow. Does nobody in this company like take boxing seriously at all?
Well, I think we know the answer to that particular question, right? And Ben Askren, they got a shot of him out back. He's laughing. He's joking. He doesn't take any of this serious, not one bit. You know, he's got his ladies with him. He's just collecting his paycheck and going home, which is exactly what we thought he would do anyway. So Ben Askren taking a bump here tonight for Jake Paul. Boo you, Ben Askren.
All right. Well, I mean, it was better than Randy Orton versus The Fiend.
Yes, so, it was. Yes,
you know,
it was.
At least I don't mind putting up this broadcast.
Oh, and Logan Paul also in the ring with his brother. Look at that. He survived that stunner, Mark Radlich. Impossible.
I got into an argument with somebody on Twitter about why I didn't like the Kevin Owens-Sami Zayn match. And, you know, we went back and forth about it. It was a polite discussion, as such can be on Twitter. And at the end of it, I finally was like, look, I'm just disappointed he didn't jump off the pirate ship, okay?
Is it so much to ask? Jump off the damn pirate. Actually, that was a disappointment. That's like the Shane McMahon backflip bump. Oh, my God. Can you believe what's going on here? You talk about biased announcing here. We got Snoop Dogg possibly going to hand a blunt to Jake Paul here up in that announce booth. Boo.
We are a long way from the golden age of boxing. We're a long way from the golden age. We're a long way from fucking golden honey smacks.
Somewhere, someone is looking at this. Oh my God, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine this being coming off? Like even in the 90s when boxing was on its downward swing, like it's in, you know, fall from grace.
Mm-hmm.
Could you possibly believe that it would degenerate this far?
No. I didn't think there would be this many people collected together that don't respect boxing at all.
This is basically the professional wrestling of boxing right now. This is the new format, celebrity boxing, man, and we're seeing it right here now.
I'll tell you what,
making millions.
It's not all professional wrestling, because some professional wrestling actually takes it seriously. But do you remember, after the great crumble of WCW and ECW, MTV had a show on for a while, for like a season. It had Teddy Hart in it and X-Pac, and they would wrestle and like set off like fireworks and explosions and stuff.
Yeah, it was actually in a it was actually filmed in like a warehouse setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, this event, this Triller Fight Club, is the boxing version of that.
Yeah, it was called Wrestling Society X.
I could not remember the name of it.
That was done by our good friend, Mr. Kevin Kleinrock. There you go. So, I mean, when you talk about the people who were tied up in that was a production. And if you've seen that, like Mark was saying, holy cow, you talk about it was trying to be ECW, WWE all at once with zero budget. And, I mean, they had an exploding ring that actually blew up.
All right, Chris.
I don't know what to say.
How long have we been recording? This whole thing has been a giant waste of time, but it's also been almost almost 20 minutes.
All right. Well, I hope for coverage just like this, you can also find the Podsman over here in the W2M network. We gotta do something. I mean, we gotta put a Grammarly commercial in here or something, or Amazon Music. Hit me up, Mark Radlich. Let's do something.
Oh yeah,
let's sell some tickets.
Yeah. Oh sure. If you've enjoyed the music of Justin Bieber or Dabakato. I don't know who any of these people were. People were making a huge deal out of the fact that, like, I dozed off at one point, and I woke up, and Ice Cube was sitting in a chair rapping, and people on Twitter were like, you know, like, ooh, Ice Cube is rapping, and I'm like, who gives a shit? My God, people get impressed by the stupidest shit. Anyway, if you like Ice Cube, and you like Snoop Dogg, and you like Justin Bieber, oh boy, you can check out our link at AmazonMusic.com. That's AmazonMusic.com. GetAmazonMusic.com/W2M Network. Yeah, the next time the Podsmen are doing a wrestling review, it'll be a lot longer than 20 minutes, it'll be Impact Rebellion, Rich Swann versus Kenny Omega in the main event, and that'll be Tuesday, April 27th. This week on the Rattle Engine Broadcasting Network, we've got Umbrella Academy Volume 2, Dallas, Comic Stripped, Jiu Jitsu, We've got Umbrella Academy Season 2. We'll have another History of Boxing. We'll be wrapping up that series. And then we have two flashback shows for you. One will be on Mortal Kombat Legacy, just in time for the new Mortal Kombat movie, and our review of The Wolverine from 2013. All right. Check out all of our WrestleMania coverage in the archives, plus our coverage of Resident Alien, the book and the show, and our flashback show for Star Trek Into Darkness, plus just now airing on the network our Long Road to Ruin re-air of the Spock trilogy, Star Trek the Spock trilogy, with special guest Jason and author Jason Offit. All right, for Chris Bailey, who I've lost via Skype somewhere out there in the Phantom Zone, I'm Mark Rattledge. Be well, be safe, and behave.